Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 91. In this episode, I'll review an article about using imatinib for bleomycin interstitial pneumonitis, answer the drug information question, should daptomycin or linezolid be used for VRE bacteremia, and share a resource provided by another pharmacist in the Pharmacy Nation Slack group. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode91. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community of professionals from around the world collaborating using real-time messaging. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. The article for this episode is titled Imatinib for Bleomycin-Induced Pulmonary Toxicity, a Case Report and Evidence-Based Review. The lead author is Iori Banach, and it was published in the journal Clinical Case Reports, May 2016. Bleomycin is an antibiotic chemotherapy agent that's used for management of Hodgkin's lymphoma and testicular cancer. Bleomycin is known to cause lung toxicity, including bronchiolitis obliterans with organizing pneumonia, also referred to as BOOP, eosinophilic hypersensitivity, and interstitial pneumonitis, which is referred to as bleomycin interstitial pneumonitis, or BIP. Imatinib, which is a tyrosine kinase inhibitor, has been associated with successful treatment of BIP in a few case reports. The authors of this article report a case of a 69-year-old male with multiple comorbidities who developed suspected bleomycin interstitial pneumonitis after treatment with bleomycin for Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was given high steroid therapy, a gram of methylprednisolone daily, and imatinib 100 milligrams TID for the suspected BIP. On day 9 of his ICU admission, he developed thrombocytopenia and gastrointestinal hemorrhage requiring blood transfusions and a pantoprazole infusion. The authors considered imatinib a likely contributing factor since it is known to cause both thrombocytopenia and gastrointestinal hemorrhage. The imatinib was discontinued, and after 3 weeks, the patient and family decided to transition to comfort care. The authors concluded that this case report adds to the limited literature on the use of imatinib and BIP and highlights the potentially life-threatening complications that may be associated with imatinib. While the evidence supporting the use of imatinib for BIP is equivocal, judicious use of this agent may be considered in patients with BIP, and further experience on the use of imatinib is required to clarify the role of in BIP management. The drug information question for this episode comes from Pharmacy John, who emailed to ask, should daptomycin or linezolid be used for VRE bacteremia? My answer is both may be used, provided the daptomycin dose is high enough. Linezolid is FDA approved for the treatment of VRE bacteremia. Linezolid's bacteriostatic. Now, this breaks the general rule of thumb that I use for only giving bactericidal agents to patients with bacteremia. Some meta-analyses have associated daptomycin with higher mortality compared with linezolid for VRE bacteremia. However, the studies have significant limitations, and they're not considered definitive. Daptomycin is bactericidal against VRE, but a dose of 8 to 12 milligrams per kilo is needed to treat VRE bacteremia. The more serious the infection, the higher the dose should be. In summary, either linezolid or daptomycin can be used for VRE bacteremia, but if you're not willing to push the daptomycin dose to 12 milligrams per kilo for a critically ill patient, then linezolid should be used instead. And the resource I'd like to share with you came to me from Pharmacy Muhammad in the UK via the Pharmacy Nation Slack group. It's a review article by the UK Clinical Pharmacy Association that covers drug dosing in extremes of body weight. The article discusses several critical care medications and their use at extremes of body weight in great detail. The article is available via a free PDF download, and I have it linked in the show notes, pharmacyjoe.com/episode91. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.